The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Effective immediately, I've ordered the closing of all schools in the state of South Carolina, starting tomorrow, Monday, March 16th. That means no school starting tomorrow. Schools will remain closed until the end of the month, that is March 31st.
That was Governor Henry McMaster yesterday around 4 o'clock as he held a news conference, giving us direction on what's being done here in South Carolina and particularly with our schools. Joining me for a few minutes on the 94.5 The Guest Line, Linda Levinas-Wells, Chairman of the Greenville County School Board. Good morning, Linda. How are you?
Good morning, Jerry. I appreciate you and all of you do for getting the word out to all of our listeners about our district. Yes, you're exactly right. The governor did announce that all schools in South Carolina will be closed starting today in response to the COVID-19. And we have been preparing for this because, you know, Joy, the safety of our children and family, teachers, staff, all involved with daily operations of our school is extremely important. And we want to continue the education process. So, you know, when you think that we have about 90,000 people who come into our schools daily, we've got to make sure that we do take the appropriate precautions and that we do handle everything properly.
Yep.
So, with that being said, what are your questions?
It's really scary, you know, in these times. Now, let's talk for a minute, and I know that you guys, I'm sure that you've spent a lot of time over the past week, particularly, you talk about these types of things, and you have a lot of emergency procedures in place in the event of these things. But, you know, I don't know that we've actually seen something like this before. So let's talk for a minute, because I know there are a lot of questions from parents out there about, okay, so school is going to be closed. What does that mean as far as possible testing that's typically done in spring? What does this do with the schedule overall? Does it mean that the school year is extended, or will these days be made up? Have you gotten that far along to be able to answer those types of questions?
So this is the situation. Because we did not know on Friday, and we had all intentions of attending school today, a lot of students, you know, that are on medications, their medications and things are still within the nurse's office, as well as children who did not, because it started out cold on Friday, but then it warmed up. So children that don't have but one coat, they left their things at school. They may have left their Chromebooks at school. So what we're doing is we're asking the nurses to go in today and tomorrow and to make sure that parents show up to the school and provide proper identification and pick up these meds, because a lot of them would not be able to fill those prescriptions because they may still have 20 days on it or whatever. So we're asking for that today and tomorrow for parents to go to your schools and pick up your medication for your children. We're also having the teachers in today and tomorrow to work on the lesson plans and so forth and make sure everything's in order. And then on Wednesday and Thursday, we're asking for parents and students to come by the school and pick up their Chromebooks, textbooks, personal items, and instructional materials. We are having the teachers during the hours every day, because we're going to continue to pay everyone over the next couple of weeks to make sure that they understand that we're supporting them. But we will be asking our teachers to be available during working hours throughout the closure to respond to student questions beginning Wednesday. Teachers are asked to be accessible via electronic means. And, Joey, we have requested to the state superintendent of education to submit a waiver to the U.S. Department of Education ending the requirements or the required testing for this year because we don't know how long this is going to last, and we want to make sure, because if you're going to be missing school and so forth, there's set dates that the testings take place, and we want to make sure that we're not stressing everyone out over this. And yesterday, the state superintendent, Molly Spearman, stated that she is going to request suspension of the testing, mm-hmm. federal and state testing. So we're hoping that will be implemented. Now, you know, there are a lot of children, like K through second, do not have Chromebooks, do not have any electronic means. So we are going to print off, or parents who have access to printers will be able to print off lesson plans and things where they can work with their children. But if they don't have that capability, the district, the schools will be printing off packets so that we can get this information to those households.
Sure.
And whether they come and pick them up by the school, or we're looking at maybe delivering them via buses. So we're really working to make sure that we provide the means to keep that communication available. And also, Joey, you have to understand there are a lot of children who do not, who won't have meals and things like that. So with that being said, we're making sure that we provide breakfast and lunch, like a grab bag for breakfast and lunch, starting today, where they can come by the schools. There are 15 schools. And these lunches and breakfasts for all students, 18 and younger. And the sites are Travelers Rest High School, Berea Elementary School, A.J. Wittenberg, Welcome Elementary, Grove Elementary, Sioux Cleveland, Sterling School, Blue Ridge Middle School, Wade Hampton High, J.L. Mann High, Malden High, Hillcrest High, Eastside, Greer High, and Fountain Inn Elementary School. So we want to make sure that children have access to a breakfast and a lunch. Students, and it's 18 and younger, okay? Mm-hmm. School-age students. And if it comes to a point where they're not able to get to these locations, we're looking at working with our bus system and trying to get this to as many people and children as possible. So that's
I was going to ask you that, because yesterday Ms. Spearman suggested that buses might be used to for a couple of things. Number one, possibly deliver meals. And second, she talked about that buses could be parked in areas to, if I understood her correctly, to serve as Wi-Fi hotspots.
That's exactly right. Wi-Fi hotspots. Also, if parents don't have access to Wi-Fi, they can go in the parking lots of schools as well. We're turning up everything, and so that you will be able to have access. And so, you know, like parents in the line waiting on their children, well, we are asking if parents want to come and park in the parking lots, they can. And yes, buses will be used for that capability as well. We are really trying to make sure that we take everything into consideration, and we want to make sure that over the next 2 weeks our employees will be paid, because we generate every 2 weeks about $24 million in payroll.
Wow, yeah.
So, you know, there's a lot that goes into this that people have not really thought about, but we have a response time and place. I will tell you, I called an emergency special call meeting yesterday. All 12 of our board trustees were at the district. I was there early as well. People came back from trips, and because this is, you know, this is important. People think, well, this virus isn't it just like the flu, and why is all the panic over this? Well, we want to make sure that we take all the precautions and measurements to make sure it doesn't spread.
Right.
And when you look at the president, who called for, you know, this pandemic, then we've got to take it serious, and we've got to stop it before it gets out of hand.
Yeah, and we'll, just like Dr. Fauci said many times yesterday, as he made the rounds, he was pretty much the face of the Trump administration yesterday. If we don't, then we're going to look like Italy or some of these other countries where you are seeing thousands and thousands. I mean, Italy, as of right now, I'm looking at the interactive map from Johns Hopkins University. Italy has 24,747 confirmed cases with just over 1,800 deaths. That compared to our 3,774 cases right now and 69 deaths, and we want to keep those numbers low. And so we got to do these things. Yes, it's inconvenient, but it is a serious threat, and we have to take it seriously. Linda Leventis-Wells, thank you for what you guys do with the school district and taking care of our kids and keeping our kids safe. And I know you guys are going to be spending a lot of time over the next few weeks because – you know, unfortunately, we've got a lot more ahead of us. This is not going to go away this week, not even next week. And there's a lot of decisions you guys will have to make.
You're exactly right. And, you know, we have a great leader in Dr. Royster, who's our superintendent, as well as all of the staff at the district office and in the school. So, Joey, with everyone's help and support and understanding and patience, we will get through this, and
yes,
we will do it with greatness and always keeping our students at the forefront.
Sure, yeah. Linda Leventis-Wells, Chairman of the Greenville County School Boards, thank you again for your time. Hope you'll check back with us as we hopefully see the measures that we're taking, not only here in the upstate, but around the country, good results, and this thing slows down, and hopefully we can get back to normal here in a few months.
Well, thank you, Joey. I hope and pray that this all comes to an end sooner than later.
Absolutely. Linda Leventis-Wells, thank you. Have a great Monday, and the key word there is pray.